Star Swarm by Jerry Pournelle. The following dedication appears in the book. For Dan McLean and for Roberta. Part 1. The Voice. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. 1 Kings 19, verses 11 and 12. Chapter 1. Gwen. Kip could never remember a time when he couldn't hear the voice in his head. He could talk to it any time he wanted by thinking in a special way, and the voice would always answer. It didn't matter when he called or where he was. Kip was the only one in the whole world who could hear the voice, and it had always said he should never tell anyone he could hear it. For a long time, Kip thought other people had their own voice, but of course they didn't. He couldn't remember just when he had thought that out. He could never ask, of course, but grown-ups didn't act like they had voices. They forgot things. Of course, Kip forgot things too, but the voice never forgot anything. Kip never told anyone about the voice, not even Uncle Mike. He told Uncle Mike everything else. There was no one else to tell things to, no one else to run to when he was hurt or frightened. He and Uncle Mike lived by themselves in a big wooden frame house across the wide graveled central field from the laboratory buildings of Star Swarm Station. There were other people there, but the scientists were too busy to bother with the young boy, and there weren't any other children at the station.